In a world where people are quick to digitize everything, there are many who don't want to forget about the creative endeavors and expression of those who came before binary codes. One of those groups is Movie Poster Archives. And we're here with the MPA executive director and author of the book, Hollywood South, Glamour, Gumbo, and Greed, Linda Thurman. Welcome, Linda. Thank you so much for coming here today.
Oh, thanks for inviting me. I'm really looking forward to this.
So you're a Hollywood veteran, an author, and you're the co-founder and former owner of Emerald Bayou Studios in Louisiana. And you've added executive director to the MPA to the list of talents. So what brought you to the organization and how did the MPA actually unfold?
Well, that was a surprise for me. When I retired, I wrote the book. And while I was writing it, I was researching and looking at the history of film in New Orleans and at illustrations. I wanted some really cool posters in the book and discovered the history of Louisiana film written by Ed and Sue Poole. And they were in Louisiana, so I gave them a call and I said, is it okay if I use some of your posters? They said, oh, sure, come on down, we'll visit. And then I was suddenly immersed in the world of movie posters. And one of the stories was that the first movie theater in America was on Canal Street in 1896. So I was fortunate. I was able to help them get that historic marker. The address was 623 Canal Street. That building is no longer there. So the marker is out on the street in front of the building on the sidewalk. But it was quite an event. They showed very short films, like the longest might have been a minute. Most of them were 10 seconds to 30 seconds, like Niagara Falls and the one called The Kiss caused quite a sensation. That one had the Uptown Ladies say, you know, protesting. So the owners said, okay, we'll only show it on request. Based on that kind of story, I started learning about movie posters. And Ed and Sue Poole said, you know, we really need a nonprofit because we can't handle the posters that need to be preserved because there are so many of them. I said, no problem. So about 2 weeks later, I started the nonprofit, and then we started accepting donations. And the first year, which was about 3 years ago, that first year we received around 180,000 pieces of paper. And now we're up to around 400,000.
Is there a movie poster out there that you've always wanted in your archive that you have not been able to track down yet?
Okay. There is a U.S. version of Metropolis that was made in Germany, and we know where the few Germans that exist, we can find those. And there is evidence in a press kit that there was an American version, and that has not been found. That one would be phenomenal. A few years ago, someone offered $1 million bounty for that poster.
Are you serious?
Yes. If anyone has it in the basement, we can give you a tax-deductible receipt. We would love to have that poster.
Why archive these posters and these prints and these papers?
Here's the thing for me. There are so many levels where they're important. Aside from the sheer artistic value, and some of them are phenomenal as art, especially the ones that were created by famous artists like Norman Rockwell, who did a number of movie posters, and other famous names. But in addition to that, there's the social value. You can see the progression of race relations, of women, of fashion, of almost any topic. We've got movie posters that show what was going on in different eras. Sometimes I'm just overwhelmed by what I find.
We've been talking with Linda Thurman, executive director of Movie Poster Archives, which is a nonprofit that preserves and researches movie posters, stills, and paper artifacts. To learn more about MPA, you can check out their website at movieposterarchives.org. Thank you so much, Linda, for coming in and talking with us today.
It has been my pleasure. Thank you for asking me.
For NOLA V and In New Orleans, I'm Kelly Crawford.